This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because we've got an exciting show. Do we have an exciting show for you? We've got an exciting show for you. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have a vast and wondrous organic display of all kinds of nutrients and herbs and combinations and formulations, free of the chemicals, free of the toxins, and also fabulous prices to address any of your particular wants and needs. Okay, it's all right there at Alive and Well, hand in hand, right over there with the Broth Cafe. Okay, remember, it's broad spectrum broth. That means it's not just a soupy doopy, nothing like that. No, no, no. We have all kinds of wonderful recipes. And whatever your particular choice in this aspect, if you're vegan or vegetarian, or you want wild fish instead, or you want organic chicken, organic meats, you want organic, you want the healthy on any of these levels, all of that is available at the magnificent, fabulous Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And we cannot leave the topic at all without expressing our enormous gratitude to the local organic Maui farmers. Every day we get in the local organic produce brought into us, and they are used, the different vegetables and wonderful things like that are used in all of our terrific recipes, in the broth and in the salads and all, you name it. It's all there being used, but also squeezed with a high concentration juicer. So you're getting much more wondrous intensity of the great nutrients and only put in glass. And all of those glass bottles are there, and the vegetables are there every single day at Alive and Well.
They're delicious.
And they're delicious, and they're wondrous. And really, we have to realize how important this is to our health. Completely organic and wondrously local. That's fabulous, okay?
Okay, baby. Well, before you leave, though, you got to bring your empty water containers to the store and fill them up with the Vortex water.
Vortex.
Oh,
that's right.
Baby.
Remember that.
The Vortex gives you that Maui Mountain waterfall molecularly constructed water. Water is hydrogen and oxygen, of course, but if it's sitting in a pond or a pool or a tub or a pipe all day, the molecules become rather inactive, kind of like watching TV. They're not really on the ball. But the Vortex machine at Alive and Well reactivates the hydrogen molecules and the oxygen molecules and makes it bioactive water, which does what? It wakes up every cell in your body. Your cells become bioactive. And they love rejuvenated water, and that's what you get at Alive and Well.
And
so
then,
bring your
right.
your containers, glass containers preferably. If you don't have glass, then you live with what you got. The large plastic containers, glass is pretty heavy after a certain size. But fill it up with the Vortex, because it stays active up to 2 or 3 weeks. Active water, that's what you get at Alive and Well, bioactive.
Right. Yes, you know, there's all kinds of powerful, across the boards, across the country, information about the benefits of Vortex water and the Vortex power. Going back, as they say, and this is well known, that in 1938, this incredible doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, got the Nobel Prize in Medicine. That's the highest award there is, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. That has well been known for a long time, that the oxygen kills off the cancer. It cannot live in that. And the parameters are positively supported, as the specialists say, in Vortex water. The oxygen content maximized, the pH is maximized, all of these different things, energizing, structure, detoxification, cell availability, saving energy, and improving every bit of your life with
there's a,
Vortex.
Currently, there's almost 1,000 studies showing that healthier drinking water helps in over 150 diseases. 150 diseases are modified, eradicated, and in boosting your immune system by drinking the active water molecules. And that's what you get with the Vortex at Alive and Well.
That's right.
So bring in your containers, fill them up. If you don't have a container, we have them there at the store. You can buy a gallon or a half gallon or a 5 gallon, whatever size you want. And you get a free water fill with the purchase of each container.
That's right. That's absolutely terrific. And you know, let us start by saying Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We know people on medication, take them off medication. Doctor's area. Strictly very grateful reporters about what doctors have learned. Some of them holistic, some of them not, but they learned about nutrients in clinical trials. We report these clinical trials, and we give you this wonderful information.
As so many doctors have confessed, that they don't receive nutritional training of any degree in medical school.
Yes.
What they picked up on nutrition, they picked up on their own in doing their own research, doing their own digging and delving into what really happens with the metabolism of your body.
That's right.
With nutrients. Okay?
And we quote that. We're quoting strictly from the doctors and the clinical trials and the reports. But I want to quote something else. And I want to start by quoting this.
What's that?
Okay. Well, you know, we had a Jewish music thing when, and because that's my background, you know. I'm from European.
Are you
European,
Jewish?
I'm European Jew. Come
Get
on.
Out.
You know about that.
Go
I was born
on.
In Brooklyn, too. European Jew. You know, and there was a song. It just came to me. This just came out of the blue. I wasn't preparing for this. But, you know, there was a song that we all danced to, and it was called, "You Gotta Have a Little Mazel, for mazel means good luck." And the Jewish people would love to hold hands and dance around and think about the good luck. Well, one of the greatest, most wonderful, lucky things we used to think about was that, and it was part of our Jewish culture, was eating bagels. And usually that went with cream cheese and a wild fish called lox and that type of thing. And, you know, we ate it together, and they had delicatessens, all that type of thing. And I want to start by saying that it was a fundamental part of our entire Jewish culture. And I remember so much about the Jewish culture in another way, too, because the Jewish people fled across Europe, and many of them made it to the United States, to Ellis Island, all fleeing the persecution of the Jewish people in different places. And my father was only 2 years old, and he had a lot of big brothers and sisters that fled with him, to save his life. But when they were, after they made it here to this country, they formed what they called, I can't prove this, there's no way to prove this, but the largest area that was a focused concentration of Jewish delicatessens was on the boardwalk in Coney Island. That was very big then. And my father and his brothers, they were there later in these later years as they grew up, as my father grew up, and it was called the Fight Brothers Appetizing. That was the way the initial term for a delicatessen
They were
was.
Very aggressive Jews. They were fighting all the time. What you're saying?
F-E-I-T, that was my maiden name. Fight Brothers Appetizing. And that was their, they said they formed the first Jewish delicatessen. I can't prove that. But one thing I do know, and I'm going to be talking about the wonderful organic bagels. And the thing is that my beautiful mother was taking a walk in her cute little shorts and top and a flaming red hair. And she met getting a bagel and cream cheese and all that at the Fight Brothers Appetizing, met my father, and of course they got married. So if it hadn't been for the bagels, I wouldn't have, and her desire to have some bagels and them being there, I guess I wouldn't have done that. Well, I just wanted to let you know.
That's a very schmear story.
That's a schmearing
that's
stable.
You smear me with all the cream cheese. That really caught my attention.
Yes, it did. Well, you know what was interesting, too, that instead of the chemicals and things that are often done with a wild fish now and everything, and that this was that salmon, that was the way it originally was. It was called lox, yes, and it was wild and beautiful. Anyway, we have now, and we're very grateful at Alive and Well at the Broth Cafe, because we have 100% organic, 100%, and locally made in upcountry Maui. And anywhere else, it's only available at Saturday at the farmer's market. But it is available every single day as a food choice at the broth cafe. And also, we have it fresh made and then quickly frozen. And you can buy it at the freezer to take home and give it to your friends and family.
It's a long story to get to the fact that we carry lox.
We carry, yes, we do, and the cream
cheese.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
But we have the organic bagels,
right.
And they'd love to say that it's just exactly the way it was originally done, okay?
Okay.
And that's the way it was originally done, with no chemicals, no garbage, no additives, the real organic stuff, okay?
And you can get the cream cheese and
yes,
the lox at Alive and Well
right.
while you're there.
And they are organic.
And
okay.
you can enjoy a really wonderful Jewish weekend.
Yes, they also have the berry
week.
Bagel, if you
okay.
want to do that, which is the organic cream cheese and organic berries. Okay, so they have that too.
And with every bite, you can think of Mona and her parents and the beautiful red-headed mother that she had
yes,
in shorts
yes.
parading down the boardwalk.
Oh, he said he was madly in love with her from the first second she came in. Rose and Harry, that was their name. Okay?
Okay.
So let's go on to now, Den. You know, this was very important news that came out in Newsmax. My God, the news magazine reporting from the doctors, okay? And
let me hear it.
Okay, and we'll share it. U.S., and this is the title of the article in Newsfront. The United States, that's U.S., exposes deadly toxins in the food supply.
Who would ever guess such a
That's
thing
the
could
title.
Ever exist?
Good
My,
grief.
Come on.
And here's the article. And here's that the Health Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., publishes a list of chemicals and dyes that contribute to the sickness epidemic that's happening in this country.
And they've been in the food for 50 years or more, since World War II was over. That's when the chemical industry started taking over the food production industry.
That's right.
And adding all those magic chemicals to the food supply.
That's
to do what? To deter spoilage of the foods. But does it build health?
The opposite. Now, here it is that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services launched an online database to consolidate information about chemical levels in the food supply, exposing what many experts say is a major threat, they quote, to the nation's health from our diet of ultra-processed foods. This is what they say. More than 10,000 chemicals, compounds, and dyes, D-Y-E-S, food colorings, are currently allowed to be added to foods sold in the U.S.
10,000.
And they say here, and they highlight this, we are what we eat. Have you heard, that's the title. Have you heard us say that? We are what we eat? Come on. The U.S. allows the 10,000 harmful additives, compounds, and dyes in our foods that are banned in most countries. Newsmax magazine revealed in its cover story. With the nation suffering an epidemic of chronic illness, the U.S., experts believe that eating these ultra-processed foods cause the frightening increase in cancers among younger people. Are we hearing this? As well as the wave of obesity that is affecting 74% of the population, shortens our lifespans, and the lifespans are years longer, they say, in comparable countries in Western Europe. Newsmax revealed that the U.S. food producers have two sets of rules, one for foods sold to overseas customers, but an entirely different standard for foods made for consumption in this country. Can you read just this
Can
and give
I
it back?
Read this?
And then give it back to me.
Well, maybe I will. Maybe
give it
I
back,
won't.
Kid.
It's an incredible article.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you imagine, folks, 10,000? Can you count to 10,000? How long did it take you to count to 10,000?
Yeah.
Huh? 1 + 1 = 2, and from there on to 10,000.
Yeah.
That's what we get to eat every day in our lives
and,
if we're eating American processed foods. Here we go.
Right.
Called Tackling a Long-Standing Problem. In February, President Donald Trump signed an executive order establishing the Make America Healthy Commission, giving Kennedy authority to investigate the impact of the toxic chemicals, the food additives, and the over-medication issues that have been linked to rising chronic illnesses in America. Among the concerns addressed by MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, are artificial dyes, endocrine disruptors, and food additives, preservatives, and colorings, which remain in circulation. Not just in circulation in the society, but in circulation within your body.
Amen to that. That's okay. Right. They circulate. They keep on going inside of you. Destruction.
These substances have been linked to a range of health issues, from hyperactivity in children to long-term metabolic disorders in every.
Metabolic means your whole body, all kinds of diseases that affect the body.
And one of the most concerning aspects of the current food regulation is a government rule which allows companies to self-certify food additives.
Now stop right there.
That self-certify is, we wouldn't do anything that's going to harm people.
Nah, they get to certify what they do to make their own money. Not somebody investigating them. They self-certify. Can you believe that?
And that's what the FDA...
Poisons.
And that's how the FDA accepts all the pharmaceuticals in the world as well. The FDA does not do the testing themselves. They take the word of the drug manufacturers. If the drug manufacturer says, that's okay, it's not going to hurt you. The FDA says, that's okay, that's not going to hurt you. FDA approved. Woo! Safe. Uh-huh. These substances have been linked to a range of health issues, from hyperactivity in children and long-term metabolic disorders in everyone.
Yes.
One of the most concerning aspects of the current food regulation is a government rule which allows companies to self-certify food additives, okay?
Yes.
Kendi has called for reforming this policy, advocating for stricter review processes to prevent harmful substances from entering the food supply. Can you imagine the audacity of this guy? Kennedy has the audacity to tell all these food scientists what's really safe and
what
isn't.
Bless him for that audacity. Bless him for that.
Kennedy is meeting with leading food industry executives, urging them to voluntarily phase out synthetic dyes and synthetic additives associated with behavioral and developmental concerns in children. What about developmental concerns in adults?
Right.
How many people are going along with half a brain, with functioning on immediate impulses, which are hyper-stimulated by the chemicals and all the colorings and all the agencies?
Well, it's interesting that you said that, Den, because just exactly at a week or so ago, and Dr. Joseph Mercola reporting, and this is strictly, and it was reported in a medical journal, News Medical, just reported, just exactly what you say, and this is the title of his article based on this medical put into the medical journal, a new reason to rethink what's in your grocery cart.
Okay.
And here it is. A new medical study shows that a woman's diet, they were focusing on the one, significantly impacts her mental health. Medical researchers studied the diets of over 15,000 people and found that women who consume amounts of ultra-processed foods like chips, sugary drinks, frozen meals, etc., were far more likely to experience severe depression. This was especially true for women between the ages of 18 and 54. The more processed food they ate, the higher their risk. Conversely, the opposite side, women who followed healthier diets rich in organic vegetables, wild fish, and dairy were less likely to experience depression. Experts note that the findings support what is already understood, that diet significantly influences mood, and the findings show eating better and organically protects mental health, especially for women. That's reported in a big medical journal. Can you believe?
I believe it.
Can you just believe that?
Can you believe also that all safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, all these pure vegetable oils, so golden in the jar and the bottle. What could be possibly be wrong with that? Well, they're delicious and they're natural. They're from safflower, soy, corn, canola, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they all are what they call linoleic fatty acids. Linoleic fatty acid means they create inflammation. Inflammation is what? Fire? Is a fire an inflammation? Sure is. If it's burning down your house, as so many people experienced in Lahaina in Southern California, that's inflammation. That's inferno inflammation, okay? That's what happens in your brain. That's what happens in your eyes and your liver and your heart and your little toe. they're subject to chronic inflammation from those processed foods. When you go to a restaurant, if you're asking what kind of oils do they use in their food preparation, oh, it's pure vegetable oil. Well, we're right on top of the whole situation. Yeah, sure you are. Is it from fish? Is it from any other natural source? Is it from lard? Is it from butter? No, we don't use those. Those are not pure vegetable. That's right. But the pure vegetable creates what? Inflammation.
All of these things create fire. The sugars. And you know, reporting also in the Newsmax was Dr. David Brownstein, MD, a well-known, holistically minded, prominent doctor. And he writes an article. He says, shun the sugar. I'm quoting the doctor word for word. Getting my patients to lay off sweets is probably the most difficult task I have as a doctor. Today, the average American, listen, please, listen, everybody. Today, I'm quoting, the average American consumes nearly 152 pounds of sugar annually.
Okay.
That's each year. 152 pounds of sugar each
year.
That's
really half a pound a day.
Yes. And sugar is the worst offender because it's made from these sugar canes, beets, that are stripped of all vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. To properly digest excess sugar, the body must use its own store of nutrients, particularly B vitamins. Sugar wreaks havoc in your gut by feeding bad gut bacteria that cause leaky gut syndrome. How they do that is these undigested foods, the sugar feeds the pathogenic bacteria that causes destruction of the gut. We've long known that. Reducing this sugar intake significantly improves gut health. A study published in the journal, this is a medical journal, Circulation, showed that sugar-sweetened beverages cause cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Now listen, leading to approximately 184,000 deaths each year. Are we hearing?
Just from recognizable,
sugar.
Obvious sugar.
184,000 outright deaths, not only the illnesses, deaths. Refined sugar, high fructose corn syrup, brown sugar, powdered sugar, turbinado, white sugar are particularly harmful. Sugar addiction leads to chronic health problems. Studies show sugar affects the brain, similarly to extreme use of drugs and alcohol. Cutting out sugar results in increased energy, reduced cravings, and overall improvement in gut health and well-being. Watch for symptoms of high blood sugar, including blurred vision, fatigue, headaches, and increased thirst.
And if you are sugar intolerant, if you are pre-diabetic, if you are diabetic, please take these words at their full value. Sugar destroys. Added sugar destroys. Eat some strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, an apple, an orange, or half a banana. That's not excessive sugar. But adding sugar to anything, or having a diet which is very heavy in white flour products, which convert to sugar instantaneously, that creates fire. And fire is what the fire in the eyes is what makes diabetics go blind.
Right.
The fire in the feet is what diabetics go through when they have to have their feet amputated or their legs amputated.
Right.
Why? Because the fire is burning up the very delicate life-giving cells in your body.
That's right. You
throughout
know,
throughout your body.
They go on in a different article. They go on in covering the health situation, that the latest medical research, sugary drinks are the worst for cardiac health. Now listen to how they back
sugary
it up.
Sugary drinks are phenomenally
destructive.
Now
here they quote the study. A medical Swedish study found that sugary drinks significantly raise the risk of serious cardiovascular disease, including stroke, heart failure, and atrial fibrillation. They go on to say, okay, that sugary drinks are linked to millions of heart disease and diabetes cases.
And why is that?
I
because
want you
sugar
to hear
creates
this.
The inflammation, which burns up the capillaries, the arteries, all the arterioles, the very tiny, tiny microscopic little blood passageways to your eyes and your brains and wherever it is in your body. The sugar burns them up. It cauterizes them.
And they say here that this medical study from Tufts University found that 2.2 million cases of type 2 diabetes and 1.2 million cases of cardiovascular disease are due strictly to the consumption of sugar and sugar-sweetened beverages. Sugary beverages cause a spike in blood sugar levels while offering no nutritional value. This is what they're saying here. Regular consumption leads to weight gain, insulin resistance, and a host of metabolic issues tied to type 2 diabetes and heart disease, two of the world's leading causes of death.
And if you want to get around the sugar dilemma, you want to use some aspartame? Please don't use aspartame. Aspartame is renowned for being very toxic on the liver. Toxic for every cell in your body. Aspartame is an industrial chemical which they add, which kind of tastes like sugar. But get away from that. If you're going to use something sweet, use stevia.
Stevia.
Stevia is an all-natural vegetable
fruit.
Source.
That's right. They have no side effects, and there's no sugar whatsoever. No damaging side effects. That's what Dennis and I use. Okay. And you know. It's interesting because one of the most scary topics, especially as you're getting older, and this happens very often, is spontaneous fractures. Spontaneous, breaking a hip, breaking a knee, breaking a shoulder, you know, or spontaneous fractures. And yet here they are reporting, doctors reporting, that the common medications, not nutrients, are used for COPD, chronic, and I'll let you talk about that in a minute. COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, okay? These common medications increase the risk of falls and fractures. And here they're reporting, people with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease have a much higher risk of falling due to frailty, impaired gait, and the tripping hazard of oxygen tubing. But medications prescribed to these COPD patients increase the risk of falling, according to the medical researchers at Duke University's School of Medicine. Opioids, benzodiazepines, and other medications used to treat the conditions associated with COPD, such as pain, anxiety, diabetes, insomnia, and hypertension, increase the risk of falls. A study, this is a medical study they're quoting, of adults with COPD found that 65% were prescribed at least one drug known to increase the risk of falls. Good grief.
Good grief.
30% had a fall with injury in the last 2 years. That's of all people prescribed prior to their death. The doctors say, we found that the chance of a person falling increased relative to how many fall-risking increasing drugs they used, said Dr. Kara McDermott in the study.
And so
can you
when,
talk about
and
COPD?
When, and when you fall, what's going to get what's going to hit the floor first? Well, your hands, perhaps, or your knees. How about the head? The head gets banged around uncontrollably with spontaneous falls.
And I want talk about the great nutrients
of
that
course,
have to
I'm
do.
Going to get to that.
Yeah, thank
but
you.
But the falling is induced by the drugs they give you to prevent your health challenge, all right? Nutrients, again, build health. Drugs help to reduce symptoms. Thank God they have some benefit. They reduce some symptoms. But reducing a symptom does not solve the health challenge of the moment which created that symptom. But using nutrients does create new cells, new brain function, new eye function, new heart, lung, liver function. All these things can be improved with nutrients. That's what people in all forms of life on this earth live by, are the nutrients contained in whatever they consume. Not by the colorings and the texturizers and the flavorings and the conditioners, not all of that crap, but real nutritional concentration. And that's what you get at Alive and Well.
Right, and when you're talking about the COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, the great miracle, and we have people endlessly telling us that, and you yourself had that amazing experience with the NAC, which was the main player, the vitamin C with quercetin, all of these wonderful things, but NAC was the main player.
N-acetylcysteine, NAC, is an amino acid. It's part of the protein structure of your body. NAC is not a chemical. It's not a a drug. It's no negative side effects to using it. What it does do is reduce inflammation. Oh, fire? Yeah. Reduces the fire, the inflammatory response from eating the junk that's in most people's diets. But inflammation restores the natural glutamine production of the liver. Glutamine is what? A major, major anti-inflammatory. So you take an anti-inflammatory, which reduces the production of inflammatories. You're putting out fire after fire after fire, just cell destruction in every cell in your body, and you're creating healthy lung tissue. NAC creates healthy lung tissue. Again, if you want to hear my testimonial, please come in the store. I'll be glad to relay the story to you. But I've said it several times on the radio, and people who've heard the show before say, oh my God, here comes the NAC story again. No, not again. But if you do want to hear it, it's quite a remarkable testimonial. And what happened with my lungs, a chronic condition in my lungs for years until I took NAC with a quercetin and vitamin C.
That's right,
so,
and yes.
It clears up the lungs beautifully, and the liver regenerates, and the sinuses. It's a major, major mitochondrial conditioner, which builds health.
And the other thing that's always been endlessly in the news, that NAC was found in all the clinical trials, and that's why the naval military uses it, because to prevent and reverse hearing loss.
Yes.
Because they found out with all the clinical trials that they studied that it reduced hearing loss and prevented hearing loss when the soldiers were
on
practicing
the firing range.
On the firing
and
range.
And
the big concern was they would lose their hearing.
Right.
And have terrible ringing. They couldn't, and it would stay permanently until that became a given thing, that before, during, and after. In the Naval Academy.
All military.
Right. It reduced hearing loss by 60% and prevented that degeneration and restored hearing loss. And that just like they, and then McCullough just reports, this just came out, Dr. Joseph McCullough in the medical trial thing, that hearing loss increases heart failure by 28%, according to medical research, following over 164,000 adults. The inner ear's high blood flow needs make it vulnerable to circulatory problems, okay, vascular effects. Psychological distress it results in inflammation, oxidative stress, negative cardiac, goes on. So they're talking about how important it is to protect our hearing health, and the NAC is a big player with that one.
It improves hearing sensitivity. So it isn't a matter of stepping off a curb into the pathway of an oncoming truck. You can hear that, perhaps. But the idea is that the hearing loss is created by the inflammation of the hearing apparatus in your ears and your brain. That's what's so unique about nutrients. Nutrients help to maintain, create new cellular function, which starts to degenerate after the age of 35 or 40.
Right, and the topic that the researchers are still on the topic here of the bone loss statistics, of reducing bone loss, because it's such a rampant epidemic in the country and all the things that it can do,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And they're reporting here that the number of Americans, now listen to this, who have low bone density is 44 million Americans.
Get out,
44,
really?
It says it right here.
The
that's a medical statistic. And 50%, they say, the percentage of Americans aged 50 and older who are at risk of breaking a bone. The number of women due to osteoporosis that weakens bone and bone loss, 1 in 4 for men, 1 in 2 in women, all of that, bone loss statistics. But then they add, this is incredible, by the doctors reporting this, common thyroid med, this is the total, common thyroid medication is linked to bone loss. levothyroxine, the second highest prescribed adult medication.
It's a drug.
Has been linked to bone loss by medical researchers at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Marketed under multiple brand names, including Synthroid, levothyroxine is a synthetic version of a hormone called thyroxine, and many percentage of Americans take it to treat hypothyroidism, low or underactive thyroid. A study of adults taking levothyroxine with a median age of 73 found that this drug was associated with a far greater loss of total body bone mass and bone density. Over 6 years they studied it. And the quote from the doctors is, "Our study shows that even when following current guidelines, levothyroxine is associated with greater bone loss in older adults," says Dr. Demiri, MD. All of that. And you know, we often have friends that come in and talk about, can you do things for the thyroid that aren't these kind of drugs with the dangerous side effects? There are nutrients that are called that put together our thyroid factors. We put it together, it's put together by the experts for Alive and Well, and it's a thyroid builder of the nutrients that help the thyroid.
Keep in mind, folks, that as you age, your body just doesn't function with the efficiency and the rejuvenation factor that you had when you were younger. Not only do you lose bone density as you get older, but then the drugs which are supposed to help actually don't help that much because they create other complications. It doesn't restore your natural function of creating new bone density. It does not help to strengthen the bones. It helps to prevent the rate of loss, but at the same time, it doesn't stop it. So what holistic physicians stress all the time is juvenile your body. A juvenile is at the peak of life. Everything is brand new. Everything is young and strong. Well, help your body as it gets older to recreate that capability. To some extent, nutrients do that. Nutrients help to restore and rejuvenate your cells and your muscular function, your brain function, your heart function, liver, all the way down the line.
You know, I'm also in love with a wonderful great nutrient that I take every single day because it did save my life and has from what I was born with. And, anyway, that's another story. But here's a great nutrition update by a top doctor just came out in Russell Blaylock, MD. And he speaks here about how taurine benefits. Taurine is an amino acid that is essential for life. Let me stop and saying that athletes use it all the time to prevent heart arrhythmias when they're in competition, etc. It is known, says the doctor, to strengthen the heart muscle and has been shown to be very protective of the retinas of the eyes. It increases the amount of protective glutathione in the center of the eye lenses, thus helping to prevent cataracts.
And what is glutathione?
Glutathione, the body's free radical scavenger.
It's a free radical scavenger, which means what? It puts out the fire.
That's right.
It puts out free radicals are highly inflammatory.
Yes, they are.
And
destructive
this
cells.
Nutrient helps to prevent that from happening.
That's
maintains
right.
Healthy tissue wall lining in every cell in your body, but especially the eyes, the brain, the heart.
The nervous system.
All of it.
And he goes on to say that glutathione is found in all cells. It not only reduces many types of free radicals, wild, destructive cells, and their toxicity, it also removes toxic metals. Interesting.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Thank you, Dr. Blaylock. Okay. Taurine has been shown to decline with age, associated with a heart failure and cardiomyopathy. Severe deficiency also leads to blindness. Research has shown that taurine supplementation, even for just a few weeks, causes tinnitus to subside, that's the ringing in the ear, and hearing acuity, the hearing ability, to improve. In the nervous system, this amino acid, taurine, counteracts glutamate, that chemical excitation. Normally, when glutamate is released by a neuron and taurine is there, it reduces the excitation and prevents the neuron damage.
And
wow.
If I may just...
Go right ahead.
Reduce any anxiety you might have about taking taurine. Taurine is not a chemical.
No, it's a nutrient.
It's an amino acid.
That's
it's part
right.
of the structure of protein. And protein does what? It builds skin and bones and brains and eyes and every cell in your body. The amino acids are individually are most unique. NAC is an amino acid, which is great for your lungs and your brain, and taurine for your heart and your brain and every cell in your body. But all of these things are part of the natural food supply. Food, which doesn't exist in the high potency of concentration of nutrients like it used to. So holistic physicians are using individual amino acids, individual food components to restructure, rebuild, renew, restore, rejuvenate your cells to be healthy and young and vibrant.
Right, and you can dance together with Dr. Blaylock, because when he answers questions...
You can dance, I can't dance.
When he answers questions from his readers, they call it, what do you recommend for COPD? And the top of his list was N-acetylcysteine for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And he says that's the leading thing that he was talking about, just exactly what you were saying, and making sure that you take at least 1,000 milligrams of a high absorption vitamin C at least three times a day, and support it with B vitamins, magnesium also, and vitamin D3.
And NAC.
That's what he said, and NAC
okay.
was the top of his list.
Right. Okay.
He said that's the top of his list. Okay.
And those COPD. And those highest quality nutrients you'll find it alive and well.
Right, and he goes along with what you say for another discussion when a writer says, what can heal my stomach? I have acid reflux, gastritis, stomach ulcers. He says, I do not recommend. The woman was taking acid-lowering medications. And the doctor answered, I do not recommend any acid-lowering medications, as many serious complications are associated with them. They drastically increase small intestine bowel bacterial overgrowth, which is a severe disorder. And he was talking here about the healing things, about taking the digestive enzymes, the right digestive enzymes, and also deglycerinized licorice, which to heal the stomach lining. Would you talk about giving the right kind
okay.
of digestion rather than acid-lowering medications?
Yeah. Let me take just a moment of your time, folks. My dad worked like a horse all day long. He'd come home at night and have a good meal, and he'd sit in the chair afterwards and he'd try to digest his meal and read the newspaper. Remember the old days of newspapers? He would try to read the newspaper, or he would watch television, and he'd be groaning and burping and farting and carrying him, just being miserable all night. Finally, he would get up and take a bromo seltzer. Well, a bromo seltzer was a powdered version of Alka-Seltzer. So then he moved on to Alka-Seltzer, then he moved on to Pepsi, then he moved on to all kinds of different candied drugs, which are supposed to reduce inflammation and indigestion. Doctors recommend, and they told him, they said, Harry, you've got too much acid. You've got to neutralize the excess stomach acid. So they neutralized the excess stomach acid, which all these drugs did. But that didn't solve the problem because, it reduced the symptoms, but in reducing the stomach acid level, you stop digestion.
That's right.
The stomach is highly dependent upon acid, hydrochloric acid,
right,
along with the digestive enzymes
That's
your body
right.
produces. You knock out the hydrochloric acid, you knock out the ability to properly digest your food, and you get all the flatulence and all the misery and all the stinky bowels and everything else that goes on. So what holistic physicians say is, hey, restore the natural function with nutrients. How would I do that? How would I do that? The doctor says, well, here's what you do, say nutritionists. When you swallow a bite of food, it goes from your mouth to your throat to your esophagus. The esophagus empties into the stomach. And There's a little muscle at the end. And when you swallow, the esophagus opens, drops the food into the stomach, but there's a little bit of acid in the stomach, and it touches the sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus. And that sphincter muscle, tiny little thing which opens and closes your esophagus, is very sensitive to acid. So it squeezes tight, closed, between swallows, so the acid can't come up your throat and give you heartburn and cancer. So what do doctors do? Well, neutralize the natural function of the throat to reduce the symptoms. You neutralize the acid. Holistic physicians say, aha, what you really want to do is increase the hydrochloric acid and the digestive enzymes. What? That causes the problem. No, that solves the problem. Because by increasing the hydrochloric acid level in your stomach, that induces the sphincter muscle, which is very sensitive to hydrochloric acid, to squeeze tightly closed and not let the acid and the enzymes come up your throat and give you cancer. Aha! So how do you do that? You take Super Digestizyme. Super Digestizyme is the hydrochloric acid and the digestive enzymes, which break down, have been breaking down food components and improving digestion for every animal, every source of digestion that goes on is due to hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes. By increasing the concentration in your stomach, the little sphincter muscle squeezes tightly closed and will not let the acid come up your throat and give you cancer, give you burpee, give you gas, give you all kinds of misery. It's just that simple.
It is.
Provide the natural substance,
right,
which your body used in abundance when you were young. But by the time you're mid-50s, say holistic physicians,
you don't have it.
You have diminished supply. So what happens? The sphincter muscle relaxes, and what acid is there in the stomach, which belongs in the stomach, starts to slide up your esophagus,
okay,
and give you cancer. Oh, my God. It's that simple? It's that simple, folks.
That's
right. It's returning to very basic metabolic functions, which is what nutrition is all about.
Right, and you know, we'll go into it further again, but again, Dr. Blaylock doesn't leave the topic when he talks about the aging brain. He says a number of medical studies clearly show that acetyl L-carnitine, that we've talked about, that leader in Europe, improves the function of the aging brain in many remarkable ways. And he goes on and on and on about all the great nutrients, supports memory, learning, the energy production is more efficient, and that, not surprisingly, he says, a brain that has improved energy production healthier and will function better than a brain that lacks this energy. Acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation, it stabilizes and the energy levels and increased brain levels of necessary compounds that are there for the critical brain cell molecules required. And on about the wonderful thing of acetyl-L-carnitine for the heart and the brain.
The heart and the brain. Absolutely.
Passes the blood-brain barrier, passes all of that. All of the great things that are there.
Because what does it do? It helps to create New mitochondria.
Right.
Not 80-year-old mitochondria. Youthful mitochondria.
Right. And you want to get new mitochondria, you come to Alive and Well. Come to Alive and Well. Because at every single level, you'll get new mitochondria, new energy, feel better, eat organically, do across the boards all the things that are great for you.
They're
and
mighty,
call
mighty, mighty.
Mighty Chondria.
Mighty
877-4950, 877-4950. If you want to have all of your food ready for you, if you want to take out, you want to have it, you sit in our beautiful area, get the magnificent things ready, all of those things will be done. Want us to ship things to the mainland, want to gift certificates, you name it. All those services are there, 877-4950. And remember, Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. None of that. We are messengers giving important information in a comfortable area, okay? And you just have to set up a time. There's no charge, never a charge, never has been, never will. You don't have to pay any money, but setting up a time with Dennis or with me, 877-4950. So we are there and we are available when you want to sit and talk about anything. We'll quote the doctors and the clinical trials and give you the information. You're not under obligation, but call so we're not with somebody else or doing something else. All the great services at the wonderfully organic Alive and Well, whatever you know, and again, don't forget the magnificent Broth Cafe. It is there for you with the organic foods and great prices. We have been written up in the newspapers locally about being a terrific place to eat and terrific prices. All of those there for you. And we are there for you.
Yes. And when you want the highest quality of nutrient supplements, the Alive and Well brand is unsurpassed in potency, purification, and effectiveness, the finest quality of vitamin supplements in the world. So we recommend them highly. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.